sexuality, the excelling the links to poverty, food sovereignty, and food security. The centrality of sexuality to human beings means that it cannot be separated from an individual. The dominant heteronormative framework of sexuality denies population access to resources and full participation in development based on their gender identity and sexual orientation. These discriminations are so entrenched within the society that unless attention is drawn towards them, they are seen as normal. For this reason, policymakers and people in positions of power and privilege exclude women and sexual minorities and other marginalized groups in their policies and programs. The lack of recognition of these groups thereby ignores the numerous contributions they make to the society. For instance, in India, like in many parts of the world, women's care and domestic work are unrecognized in economic terms, and therefore unpaid. If a price tag were to be attached to the unpaid work, and if it were to be paid out of the public funds, it would be as high as 182% of the Indian tax revenue ADB 2013. Thus, non-recognition of the potential of those who have been kept in the margins becomes stumbling blocks in the road to progress. Gender and sexuality are therefore key determinants of poverty and food insecurity. See Figure 1, Social Exclusion, Poverty, and Food Security Cycle, page 08 and Table 1, Linkages Among Poverty, Food Security, Food Sovereignty and Sexuality Issues, pages 10 to 13.